According to state and federal law, all meat and poultry products sold to restaurants, supermarkets, and consumers must be inspected at a United States Department of Agriculture processing facility. The state of Massachusetts itself does not have any requirements for meat and poultry inspection other than cooperation with USDA regulations. But there's a problem. In the Commonwealth, zero processing facilities exist for poultry. For farmers like Kim Wells of Williamstown, that means that in order to process his poultry, he must travel over state lines to a USDA processor in Eagle Bridge, New York. But it's not as simple as that.
The tough thing to deal with in terms of dealing with Eagle Bridge or any of the USDA slaughterhouses is just the scheduling, because you have to schedule, you know, and this is no joke, a year in advance.
Rich Bonanno, president of the Massachusetts Farm Bureau Federation, says that for farmers living in the Commonwealth who want to process their red meat, such as beef, pork, and lamb, only two USDA processing facilities exist, and that creates its own problems.
There's only two facilities, and they're incredibly backed up, and so people are still going to Maine and New York and Vermont, even with four-legged animals, to get them slaughtered, or they're on long waiting lists for the two facilities that we have. And the only way this is going to grow is for us to have more facilities within the state.
So groups including the Massachusetts Farm Bureau Federation and the Williamstown Agricultural Commission are supporting a bill sponsored by 1st Franklin District State Representative Stephen Kulik that would help expand meat and poultry processing in the Bay State. Representative Kulik explains that the bill would remove some regulatory barriers that prevent processing expansion, including the removal of the Department of Public Health from the loop in the process of obtaining a slaughter license.
If we allow farmers to expand poultry and meat operations directly to consumers, and therefore the sort of bureaucratic stumbling block, which in the past has been the Department of Public Health and their inability to really respond to farmers, I'm proposing that through this legislation that it be transferred, these responsibilities go to the Department of Agricultural Resources.
The bill would also ensure that the USDA would pick up half of the cost of the new program. Kulik's proposal is similar to legislation passed in Vermont, Connecticut, and Maine. By making it easier for processors to open, Kulik hopes that the bill will reduce travel times for farmers, but also increase production. Sarah Gardner, a lecturer of environmental studies at Williams College and a member of the Williamstown Agricultural Commission, is also a volunteer with the Keep Berkshire's Farming Initiative for the 8 towns of northern Berkshire County. In her work with the initiative, Gardner has interviewed local farmers to gather data on the area's agricultural industry.
There's a huge local demand by individuals, restaurants, and institutions for locally produced meat. And this demand is not being met. And the other side of the equation is that there are a lot of farmers here who are producing a little bit of meat and who would like to do more.
The previous version of the bill failed to make its way through the state legislature. Representative Kulik says that he has hopes for the bill in the new session.
I'm very optimistic that during this session the legislature will be able to get this passed into law, and I would expect that it would have the support of the governor.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.